Amen. Well, praise the Lord, church.
Amen. Hallelujah.
A wonderful, wonderful Sunday school
praise
lesson
God.
Today.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Hallelujah.
I want to bring a lesson or a message today. The challenges are application as we are in this journey of this thing we call life. And it's basically three F's. Three F's. And we all wanted A's in school, but I'm going to start with three F's today.
Right? Three F's.
And it's to fight, to finish, and to keep the faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for this blessed day. Thank you, Father God, for this blessed time
yes.
and this opportunity and occasion for us to come together as a body of believers to give you praise, glory, and honor for all that you've done, all you do, and all you
yes.
continue to do in our lives. We thank you, Father God, for your continued guidance. We thank you, Father God, for your comfort through the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the example of your Son, Jesus Christ,
yes. mm-hmm.
that we might love unconditionally. In a society and in a world and time where so much hate prevails,
yes.
we can love as you have commanded us to love. To love you and to love our neighbors, ourselves. We thank you, Father God, for continuing to lead us and guide us each and every day. Help us, Father God, to be obedient to the calling that you've placed on our lives. Help us, Father God, to be obedient to and diligent to what you've commanded us to be.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, for your continued love,
thank
grace,
you,
and
Lord.
Mercy.
Thank you, Father.
As I bring this message today, none
thank
of me and all
Jesus.
Of you, let the words
yes.
of my mouth
yes.
and the meditation of my
yes.
heart be acceptable in your sight.
Yes.
You, my Lord and my Redeemer.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
So, fight, finish, and keep the faith. It's a charge for us not to allow life to have its way with us.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
As sons and daughters of the Most High, God has called us to a higher state of existing
yes.
and being.
Yes.
God has not called us just to, for us to be go through this life letting things happen to us as it comes. But to take charge and authority that we and understand that the authority that we have through
yeah.
His Son and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Power and authority that is in His name.
Yeah.
That we can declare all things are possible. Amen.
Amen. Yes, yes,
so,
yes, yes.
As I think about fighting and finishing and keeping the faith, there's plenty of analogies that we'll go through some scriptures today to talk about how we are in a fight. We fight not against flesh and blood. We know that. We're not going against the person you see in front of you. There's that spirit that indwells either in them or around them that we are in battle with.
Yes.
And that is a spirit that torments people through either hurt or pain that they've gone through and tries to take residence in their existence. And takes over their mindset of what they actually do and become. Amen.
Ooh.
We saw in a Sunday school lesson how people in Israel basically gave way to their frustrations and missed out on the reward or the blessings that God had before them. Right? So for us to fight this fight, to finish this course, to keep the faith, it will take discipline. It'll take endurance. We'll have to practice patience, resilience, and have stamina. So it's they say you can equate this life as like a marathon. You're in a race, you can't sprint your way to the finish line, but you pace yourself, learning as you go. And the day that we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, God began something new in you.
Yes.
All things, old things are passed away now.
Yes.
I'm not dwelling on the old torn.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the new creature that I am in Christ.
Yeah.
Amen? So the old person and the old ways, they pass away.
Yes.
And we all began this slow and oftentimes challenging journey of processing, shedding the old person that we were into this new creation that God wants us to be. Amen?
Amen.
So we began our journey and our race really with a new revelation and an understanding of what we can become through Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not what we want, but what God would have of us or call of us in each of our individual and collective callings as we are here. Amen?
Amen.
So over our lives, we've had good days and bad days, good years and challenging years. Mm-hmm. But in it all and through it all, we have the mindset that every day, every day belongs to the Lord, right? And with that understanding, our hearts and minds and spirits can be filled with hope and joy.
Yes.
The whole premise of beginning a new thing is not just to start, but to finish, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
God wants to establish a new thing in us, new goals, new visions, and new dreams. And he wants to bring them to completion, not just bring them about, but there's a beginning, middle, and end to everything, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And God wants us to fight, finish, and keep the faith.
Yes, amen.
What he began in you. You have to think about that, that calling that nudges and tugs you each and every day of that higher existence, not just our physical state of mind, but our spiritual nature.
Our spirit, amen.
Where do we want to go from last week to today, and where do we want to be tomorrow?
Praise
continued
God.
Growth in our journey, right? But what we have to realize is sometimes you can take on, you can look at the life that you've had before you, and then even the road that's still ahead, and you can be overwhelmed. But God is still charging us to say, don't get overwhelmed by your past. Don't go get overwhelmed about the future. This is the day that he's made. Focus on rejoicing and being glad in it, right? Think about your daily bread, what he has for you today. What does he want you to do today? Tomorrow will take care of itself.
Yes, sir.
So don't worry about tomorrow, it says in his word, right?
Hallelujah.
Focus on today. And with that joy that we have, we can be confident because we're not relying on our own strength. We're relying on God to help us to fight, to help us to finish, and to help us to keep the faith. Amen?
Yes, yes.
So when he began that work, you understand things begin with a seed, right? So once that seed of Jesus Christ is planted inside of you, you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Now, with that knowledge, we get into God's word and we begin to understand. We talked about the milk to the little meat of the word, getting deeper and deeper in understanding. So now we can nourish that seed. We can water that seed and cultivate that seed so it continues to grow until it births the spiritual seed to what God had called it to come into existence, right? So the spiritual seed of God are those fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, the patience, kindness, goodness, the gentleness, patience, and the self-control. That's the fruit of that seed of everything that Jesus Christ is and everything that we are to become. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So that Philippians 1 and 6, it starts with saying being confident. Confident of God's word. Hallelujah. Confident of that seed that's been planted in you that it will do what it's been purposed to do.
Hallelujah.
Right? Not our ability, but God's ability. In it.
God said his promise.
Being confident of this, that he, who we're talking about, God, that he who began a good work, not a bad work, not something that what didn't have a promise in it, but a good work, that he who began a good work in you will carry it. Did he tell you to carry it, or he said he's going to carry it?
He would carry it.
He would carry it.
Yes, Jesus
So
Christ.
He that begun that good work in you, he's going to carry it to make sure it comes into fruition.
Yes.
We can't be good within ourselves.
No, we cannot.
God has to carry us into this good state of our existence.
Yes.
And he is the one that brings that goodness to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Amen, right?
Amen.
So God began this thing we call life. He began this journey of how to navigate through it by giving us his son.
Yes.
But it's up to you and me, with the strength and help of God, to finish what he started. Amen?
Yes.
Somebody say finish.
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 Yeah. Hallelujah.
Now, you know, sometimes as Christians, we like to start things.
Come on.
And sometimes we get to a place where say, okay, I'm going to start doing this.
Uh-huh.
Our minds are wrapped around starting it.
Uh-huh.
And we might get started.
Yeah.
And then we get distracted. And then we start letting other things get in the way of what we know God has called us to do. To bring that to completion.
Yes.
So we know that God has charged us that he who began the good work, he's going to help us bring it to completion, right? So again, as I said before, life is like a marathon. You can't sprint your way through it, but you have to pace yourself in life so you won't burn out.
Yeah.
And it is somewhat like, you think about a runner that's on a marathon. There's different stages and different seasons of that race when they have to run harder, pace themselves, think about the journey, what's coming up around one corner or next, and even the things that they do not expect for.
Yes.
God places us in a place, in a position of knowing that he will keep you from stumbling and falling.
Ooh, yes, he will.
So that don't mean that you won't have trials and tribulations. But he said to be of good cheer so that you won't be overwhelmed by those difficulties or challenges in life. Right?
Yes.
So then it's about, okay, not what I'm going through, but how I go through it.
Hallelujah.
What's your posture and your position when you go through that storm?
Yes.
When you go through that valley?
Yes.
Are you bent over and slumped over, beaten up like you've already been defeated? Or you had your chest out saying, you know, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad in it. I'm going to keep on keeping on with the strength and power and the presence of God in my life.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to be overwhelmed by my circumstances and situations. I'm going to do what the word says and be of what?
Good cheer.
Amen.
Yes.
So, in thinking about God's word, church, you always have to have the presence of mind of knowing what we learned or talked about in Sunday school about God's character and God's reputation. It's not gonna be muddled or mixed up.
Come
no confusion there. He's the same yesterday, today
and forever.
His promises are true, right?
Yes.
So with that, we're sons and daughters of the Most High. We have to have that same character in us.
Yes. That's right. We're winners. Jesus.
We have to have that same posture of being victors and not victims in our situation.
That's right, sir.
So, with the race that we're running, we're emulating Christ in everything that
he
did while he was here.
Yeah.
We served a Lord and Savior that was humble and compassionate to all that he encountered. And it is that compassion that we saw even through the servant Moses. So we saw in the Sunday school lesson how Moses was praying to God, like, don't wipe him out, don't do this. That was God's compassion and not his own.
That's right.
It wasn't that he had to remind God of what
that's
he said.
Right. Come on. Right.
It was really God who's the Alpha and Omega saying, let me see if you know who I am.
That's right.
You know that I have compassion. But I do want you to know that what they are doing or what we do sometimes does anger me.
It does.
Right.
Absolutely.
It angers me. There will be consequences to the things that you do. But know that I have endless, abundant compassion for my children.
Thank you, Lord.
Never let that be mistaken.
Yes.
You can think about your own children. Some of the things they have done over their lives that have gotten over your last nerve.
Yes, sir.
But you said, that's my child.
Yes.
I'm going to love them.
Yes.
Come what may, I'm going to love them.
No matter what.
And that's hundreds, a million times fold when you think about our God.
Oh,
he loves us to infinity.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
From everlasting to everlasting.
Hallelujah.
His compassions, they fail not. Amen.
Woo. Amen.
So let's turn to Philippians 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about this compassion
mm-hmm.
that our Lord and Savior has. Mm-hmm. Philippians 2, and I'm going to read from the NIV.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 through 5, there it says there in verse 1, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and what?
Compassion.
Then make my joy complete by being like-minded.
Woo!
Oh.
So, that completion, church, we talked about, finishing is about being like Christ.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Being like-minded.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not being like Mike, but being like Christ, right?
Amen.
And it says, so how do I be like Christ? Having the same love.
That's right.
Being one in spirit and of
perfect.
One mind.
Yes. Amen.
So that means not having a being double-minded,
right.
Not being pulled left and right. I have a single mindset of my Lord and Savior,
Jesus
Christ.
Amen. Yes.
Verse 3. How do I do that?
Do nothing
out of selfish ambition
or
vain conceit. So, this is not a one-man or one-woman race, church.
Come on.
This race is a journey that we're all on as a body of believers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We don't do anything selfishly. We do it collectively
That's
as a body.
Amen.
Looking out for one another. Praying for one another.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Yeah.
So nothing is out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rather, in humility, value others above yourself.
Oh, yes. Woo! Come on. Say
not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others.
Yes.
Verse 5, in your relationship with one another, have the same, what? Mindset
as Christ
Jesus.
Amen.
So what God is telling us in his word is to be like Christ.
Yes.
Lord. Jesus had an assignment.
Come on now.
And a task while here on earth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In John 19:30, he said, it's finished.
Yes.
I did my part. I did what my Father called me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But back to my runner's reference, it's not a one man or one woman race. This is a relay.
That's right.
So you think about passing baton from one generation to the next.
Amen.
To carry on the word of the Lord. Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jesus finished his leg.
Mm-hmm.
He started the race and showed us how to run.
Yes, he did.
And not just how to run, but how to run it well.
Oh, hallelujah.
He showed us what form to use and what type of posture to have when we face trials and tribulations. When people spit on you or chew you out or cast all kind of insults in you, he showed us how to respond and to react.
Yes, he did.
So we don't act like or have to act like we don't know.
Right.
He showed us the way. Mm-hmm. He is the way. Yes. He is the truth and the life. Amen.
Yes, he is.
But the real beauty of this relay race is that when Jesus handed you the baton,
woo!
He didn't leave you to run the race alone.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He said, I'm going to leave you a comforter to be with you.
Hallelujah.
Through those storms of life, through the valleys of life.
Yes.
I'll be right there with you.
Hallelujah.
I promised in my word to never leave you, nor to
forsake you.
So you're not on your own, church.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
You're not running this race by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, in essence, I have handed you the baton. Your charge and mission in life now is to run your leg with the guidance of the Holy Spirit to help you along the way.
Amen.
So you're not alone, church.
Mm-hmm.
He's right there with you.
Yes, we
helping you keep your form and keep your posture.
We know it. Jesus, thank you, Father.
So you can not only run, but you can finish and finish well. Amen?
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 8 and 11.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
gives
yes.
us this charge to now finish the work.
Ooh.
So that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion.
Ah.
According to your means. Mm-hmm. And again, sometimes we are eager to start and sometimes excited during the process.
Mm-hmm.
But when then we don't finish
mm-hmm.
what we've started.
Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Acts 20 and 24 talks about finishing the race.
Finish the race.
Mm-hmm.
Finish the race.
Acts 20 and 24, I'm reading from the NIV, says, mm-hmm. however, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race
mm-hmm.
and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. The task of testifying to the good news
mm-hmm.
of God's grace.
Amen. Ooh.
And church, make no mistake, the race is not always easy.
Come on now.
We will have hurdles
uh-huh.
called trials.
Mm-hmm.
And bruises called tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
We all can attest to the different bumps and bruises along the way.
Yes, we can.
But as I said before, the word says to be of good cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he overcame, we can overcome.
Yes.
Right.
We can endure. We must persevere. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And James 1 and 4 said, perseverance must finish its work.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It must finish its work so that you may be mature
mm-hmm.
and complete, not lacking anything.
Anything. Okay. Ooh. Praise God.
God's word is true, church.
Yes.
Perseverance must finish its work.
Hallelujah.
God's word will not return into him void. Right?
Perseverance must finish its work.
But we have to think about this life with a purpose in the sense of God's purpose for our lives in doing his will.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have you turn over to 1 Corinthians 9 and 24.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 9, picking up at verse 24.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
24. And we're going to talk about the discipline that we need to run this life.
Mm-hmm.
So, the need for self-discipline.
Hey, Sister Berta. Sister Berta.
Amen.
Okay.
Hi, honey.
Verse 24 says, Do you not know that in a race
mm-hmm.
all the runners run, but only one gets the prize?
Oh. Okay.
Run in such a way as to get the prize.
Okay.
Verse 25, everyone who competes in the games goes in strict training.
Uh-huh.
They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air.
Mm-hmm.
No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
Oh, come on now. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Let's look at these three verses a little closer.
Mm-hmm.
24 is saying to run to get the prize.
Yeah. Run.
Realize there's a purpose in this journey.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Tying it into verse 26, don't run aimlessly. Run with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The analogy of the boxer given here, a boxer who strikes with purpose and is deliberate in their actions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just here to do what we want to do.
Come on now.
You don't take on tasks just because it's the task before you. Be very deliberate.
Yes.
In your actions.
Yes.
In your walk and your calling and your understanding of what God has called you to do and to be.
Mm-hmm.
Be very deliberate and disciplined
mm-hmm.
in the sense of, I know what God has called me to do and to be, and I'm going to be that.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm not out here wasting energy punching at the air.
That's right.
I'm wasting time and energy.
That's yeah. right. Yeah.
But if I do what I do with deliberate action,
mm-hmm.
with my purpose in mind, that I know that God has called me to do and to be,
mm-hmm.
now I'm going to win a prize because I'm doing everything very deliberately that God's called me to do and to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm being disciplined in my actions.
Yes.
I'm going to fight and finish, and I'm going to keep the faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Paul writes in Timothy, the first chapter, verse 18. So 1 Timothy 1 and 18, Paul writes, "Timothy, my son, I am giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you,
yeah. mm-hmm.
so that by recalling them you may fight the battle well."
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Fight the battle well.
Mm-hmm.
1 Timothy 6 and 12 instructs us to fight the good fight of faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
"Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses." Mm-hmm. Fight the good fight of the faith.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That means I've accepted my Lord as Savior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm prepared to do what He's called me to do.
Mm-hmm.
The things that I go through in life are not consequence to my bad behavior, but are in consolidation of my consistent belief and faith in God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to go through something, you better go through it for Christ's sake.
Amen.
And not your own.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen.
We've created enough messes of our own in life.
Yes, we have.
You didn't say that.
But
mm-hmm.
in God's word, it says if you're going to go through something, go through it for Christ's sake.
Woo! Come on now. Right? Yes.
So if we get our mindset in our spirit minds around doing what God has called us to do, then we have that joy that passes understanding, because when you go through something, you know you're going through it for the right reason.
That's yes,
right.
We do.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you can still have joy in the midst of that trial or that
yes,
tribulation.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'll close with this, 2 Timothy 4 and 7.
Yeah.
2 Timothy 4, verse 7 and 8 says, "I have fought the good fight."
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
"I have finished the race."
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Come on.
"I have kept the faith."
Praise God.
"Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge,
hallelujah,
will award to me on that day."
Yes.
"And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearance."
Oh. Hallelujah.
So, churches, I looked at that, the last scripture that we just read, 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. I looked at how God uses his word to help motivate us to keep on keeping on.
Yes.
Yes.
Just fight a good fight.
Ooh. Yeah.
A good fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can spend a lot of time and energy doing the wrong thing.
Come on.
Yeah, we can.
That's a bad fight. Right? That's a fight that has no purpose and won't have a good conclusion or ending.
That's evil. That's right? A devil's fight.
So, God is saying for us to give it our best.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Don't do anything halfway with God.
Amen.
Finish the race.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop short of completing the task of every dream, every vision that God has placed inside of you.
Amen.
And the most important part of all of your journey is to keep the faith.
Amen.
Because you can endure, you can persevere, you can be resilient. But if you lose sight of Christ, mm-hmm. you've lost it all.
Yes.
And everything you've done would have been in vain.
That's right.
I don't care if good, bad, or indifferent, it would have been in vain if you don't keep the faith.
Preach.
Amen.
So don't ever stop trusting God. Mm-hmm. Don't ever stop believing in his promises.
Right. Yes.
Fight a good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith.
Yes.
God is with you every step of the way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He wants you to finish and finish well.
Yes.
Man, let us pray. Father God, thank you for your word today.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, for the guidance of your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us each and every day. Mm-hmm. Help us to fight, to finish, and to keep the faith. We thank you and give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.